www.thebrewingnetwork.com.
We're happy that he's on the road to recovery, and he's doing well. In fact, he's up and moving around. He's in good spirits, although he's saddened by the death of his friend, Mr. Lansbury. We do not believe that he was in any way a target of the shooting. And it's my understanding that he was trying to help Mr. Lansbury when he was shot.
We're talking about what happened in Sparks, Nevada there. Jennifer Davis giving an interview about the fact that, yeah, we've got two of the kids, and one of the kids she's talking about moving around and feeling much better. Talked about the fact that the beloved math teacher was killed when the 13-year-old boy came to school and he tried to talk him out of the gun, couldn't do it, and was shot and killed. Just such a tragedy. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the crossroads of where we're at, the buzz in your backyard. It's not just about Obamacare and websites. It's about schools in maybe the state where you're living considering giving teachers guns. In Texas, they've talked about this for quite some time, and those conversations have been amped up. Every single time there is a shooting, they get closer and closer to decisions that could affect the kids in the Lone Star State, and they're not alone in that. There are others. There are other states that are considering the same thing. So the idea is starting to get a little bit of traction in response to really what happened in Newtown, Connecticut back in December, and now the shooting in Sparks, Nevada, where a math teacher was killed by the boy who turned the gun on himself eventually. So the idea that a concealed handgun license and some law enforcement training could qualify a teacher to keep a gun in a safe on the grounds of the school, that specifically is what they're considering there. Good idea or bad idea? I've already told you my thoughts on this. If somebody is qualified, I say why not? I mean, because there's the difference. It's somebody who's comfortable, qualified, a big, big, big difference than just saying, okay, here's a gun, tossing a gun to someone. And, of course, that's not what they're talking about there by any stretch of the imagination. Hey, coming up a little bit later this hour, I want to make sure I tell you at the top, we have our Nail the Score deal, and what happens there is in football now, we're in the NFL, we're into week 8. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week, and you can call. Guess who you think is going to be the winner of the two teams, between the two teams, and what the final score is going to be. If you win, you clean out the America Tonight prize closet. Woohoo! Gotta have some fun on this show. Can't be all doom and gloom. We don't want to just be in the bunker all the time. You know, sometimes we feel like it, right? We feel like hiding out in our bat cave when we're surrounded by some of this negative news. Without a doubt. But that'll be fun. That's in the last two segments of this hour of America Tonight. We haven't had a winner so far, but we have had people certainly call and guess and send us an email, and you can guess that way too at AmericaTonight.net. And that's once we've picked the game of the week. The game in Washington is all about the Obamacare website. There's going to be some testifying about that, including the company who put the website together. They got to answer some questions because the botched rollout has not just Republicans fuming, but Democrats furious over the botched handling by the Department of Health and Human Services of a very important law that came about in 2010 and polarized the nation. And when you know everybody's watching, boy, that's when you have to get it right. when you have to get it right. There's no room for error there. It's one thing to have a little ding or two. It's another thing to have the website be all haywire. And that's what's happened. A lot of people are calling for the Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, to be fired. It doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon, but she's going to have to answer questions on the Hill as well next week. And the questions are, how could this happen? Are you kidding me? After all these years, why weren't they fixed beforehand? And as a result, the president has pushed the individual mandate, the requirement, to March. Instead of January, you have until March 31st to comply. Didn't even ask Congress about that. Just went ahead and said, okay, we're pushing this individual mandate requirement until the end of March. Let's go to Ray in Missouri listening to us on 1070 AM. Hey, Ray, what's happening?
Hey, I've got a serious conversation for you tonight.
A serious conversation?
Not none of this complaining about whatever, but in a serious one. Hey, what was Obama paid for his Nobel Peace Prize? $1.25 million?
Yes.
And when he didn't, he got it as soon as he was elected. He didn't do nothing. He had no contribution to peace that year or anything. Basically.
Well, yeah, yeah. And then we went to war.
Yeah, and then we went to war. Now this year, they want to give the Nobel Peace Prize to, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, who really haven't done anything. They're probably bought off. But, and they win over this young lady, which I don't know if I watched a documentary. I can't remember if it was on HBO. I think it was HBO. But Malala, and this is hard to pronounce, Yousafzai or something, mm-hmm. The Pakistani girl that was shot.
Yes, yes. Yes, yeah. And a lot of people have talked about her. She's been on the cover, I think, of Time and a bunch of other magazines. And so her name has gotten out there, certainly here in the United States, but elsewhere, obviously, too. Yeah.
Yeah. But her dad was a teacher, so she was taught and she was educated. So the Pakistani Taliban organized and shot her, and she didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
And even though this warrant is out on her head, she still speaks, and beautiful, beautiful young lady.
Yeah.
And then the Norwegians give this peace prize to this organization, this bull crap or whatever, and she tweeted, congratulations, and it's all good. So we've got a young girl that's risking her life every day to help save people in the world, and she loses out. I think we need to start a something to Obama to donate his peace prize.
To the girl that you think should have gotten it. Yeah, that's interesting. It is weird. And it is very odd. It is very odd how they choose, Ray, sometimes the Nobel Peace Prize to your... Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,318. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,365.78, $682.89 for a half ounce, or $341.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,365.78, $682.89, and $341.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Cheer you up in our next segment here in America Tonight. Get this number ready, handy, ready to dial at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 as we roll into another version of Nail the Score for a couple of segments. You know, it's interesting, Ray brought up the whole chemical weapons winning the Nobel Peace Prize. It is strange. There was a giant article in, I don't know where I read it. It was one of the papers of record. It might have been the Washington Post or the New York Times or might have been the Chicago Tribune. I'm not sure. You know, you read so many things, it all kind of comes out in the wash. It's the same thing because everybody's writing about it. But the what he was talking about there is it's very strange. There is this United Nations-backed organization is what it was that got a lot of attention all of a sudden with the push to get rid of Syria's stock of chemical weapons, you know, make sure they were eradicated. So the award went to the organization, as he mentioned, for the prohibition of chemical weapons. And I think that surprised a lot of people who, you know, what is the definition of the Nobel Peace Prize? How do they determine it, and what did this group, you know, what did this group do? What was the extraordinary thing that this group do, and who who lost out as, you know, a result of it, you know, the, they were talking about the deaths that happened and getting, being the watchdogs for the weapons and, you know, whatnot. And he mentioned this, and a lot of the focus and attention was on other candidates, including Malala, who he mentioned, the 16-year-old Pakistani that risked her life because she was pushing for education for girls and would have been the youngest to ever get the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, you have to go back to the beginnings of the, you know, the beginnings of how ultimately they, I guess they choose this. And it's funny because Ray threw in the whole thing about Obama, which stunned a lot of people that Obama got it. You can look at other people that have won. Gorbachev, he won in 1990. And, you know, there certainly have been others who have won the Peace Prize, that where you would question, well, wait a second, why that particular there, and why did they go in that direction? And maybe next year, maybe Malala's turn will come next year. But usually when you're a candidate and they're hot and heavy on your trail, then it's not the same thing the following year. Anyway, interesting discussion that Ray brought up. I said at the top of the hour, I was talking about the fact that really the buzz in your backyard and my backyard is still, you know, the whole thing with the website, the healthcare.gov website, where people are parked on it for hours waiting and then calling. And now some of that has stopped, but there's still problems with it. And once again, the question becomes, well, wait a second, how did that happen? If you have 3 years to roll it out, typical government, and we hate to be so cynical, but you just keep getting proof right at every turn. It's just such a layup. How do you not have that smooth? How do you not have that smooth when you have so many people watching, either people who want to see you succeed or fail? And the Democrats, from what I understand, I mean, not just what's written and what people are saying, what you're hearing on the tube, are really furious. I mean, really the biggest supporters, even though Pelosi would never say it, even Pelosi, I heard, was unhinged over this, because it's just raw meat for the other side to screw up that way. So let's see if it's totally smoothed out by the beginnings of November, or there's more problems with it. What do you think's going to happen here? Certainly going to be testimony over it. There's no doubt about it. I just keep thinking, for me, I can't help myself. It all comes down to dollars and cents for me, right? Because I keep thinking taxpayer money and things that are defunded and what, you know, what we so desperately need in this country. And I think, okay, here's a website. You know, a lot of people are going to go to it. Of course, it could crash if there are too many people on it, as any website could do if it was popular. But you pay $390 million. How do you pay that kind of... That's a good price tag. So you're expecting you're expecting the Maserati of websites, I think, when you pay that much. And you definitely didn't get that. You got the cash for clunkers version is what happened there. Time, I think, for a little daily salute. And this may be like the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm not so sure that the daily salute is going to the right person, but I just thought this was so clever. The Pete Smith was just awarded an MBA from the American University of London based on professional experience. So it might be pretty impressive for someone whose language skills consist of woof woof, barking and tail wagging. The BBC, this just shows you, doesn't it? The BBC made a fake resume up and an MBA application for a dog to investigate the legitimacy of the American University of London. And they didn't have any proof of Pete's qualifications. The university awarded the degree anyway. They didn't even require any work, just $7,300. The university says, oh, it's not a scam, that they don't try to hide the fact that they're not accredited. So it's blacklisted in now in five U.S. states, and using the qualifications to get a job with a degree from the American University of London is actually illegal in Texas. But I think it's hilarious that the BBC did this, and I think that they deserve the daily salute and their fake dog. I wish I had thought of it. What a clever thing to do. That is so lame. Oh, I would have loved to have made that phone call to say, do you realize you just gave a degree to a dog? A dog. Pete Smith, the dog.
I love the Texas part.
Oh, yeah. You can't. It's illegal. Don't even put it down, because we're not accepting that university. But how many other people have no idea? See, I really believe this, certainly not in all jobs, but there are jobs where they say, well, you have to have a bachelor's degree or you have to have XYZ degree. And people just make up degrees. We know this, that there have been people that have lied, famous stories of people who have made up their resume or made up a second college or whatever it might be. Remember, at one point, the CEO of Radio Shack didn't have the degrees he said he had and just put them on there, and nobody ever checked until, oh, it's not doing so well. Then somehow someone decided to check, and they found that out, that, oh, he didn't have those degrees, and of course they had paid him a fortune, and then booted him out. But he didn't have the degrees he said he had on the resume. But I love that blacklisted in a bunch of states, and you can't even actually get a job if you use that for your qualifications. Oh, but Pete Smith, he might be applying for some jobs, because I think there's also so many people, they just don't check. Okay, this is your resume. Great. Oh, you went to Ohio State. You went to Penn State. You went to Arizona. You went to wherever. You could just, you know, make it up. And it just depends. There, now people are a little smarter, but not always. Sometimes you could just make up a whole bunch of stuff, and you'd probably get the job. Oh, really? You went to the Wharton School of Business? I see. Yeah. I wish I had done that. I love it. CBC, you deserve the daily salute. Nail the score next.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com. We'll be right back.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org. The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OAS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm trouble, in trouble now. I'm trouble, y'all. I stir my night down. I'm trouble, in trouble now. I'm trouble, y'all.
All right, coming up in just a minute, we're going to go to nail the score. So get ready, guys. Your chance to brag, win some prizes. 855-266-5283. Once we pick the game of the week, you call in and tell us what do you think is going to happen. Just give us a score and who's going to win. I will say this in the winning and losing column. I'm going to throw this in since we're talking a little sports here. The Red Sox took the first game of the World Series. Great pitching on the Red Sox side. Poor pitching. I could barely get it out of my mouth. Poor pitching for the Cardinals and brutal fielding. It was, you know, it just was a bad night for them. 8-1 was the final score. It wasn't actually, to be honest, much of a game to watch. Not much of a game. And this Cardinal team is a good team, so I have to believe they're going to bounce back. Have to believe that. Game two will be interesting. And for the Red Sox, John Lackey's on the mound. He can be pretty tough, but the Cards need to even the World Series. They don't want it to unravel too much. But we're not talking baseball here. We got NFL Week 8. Hit it. Time for some Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
The Cowboys and the Lions, the Bills and the Saints, the Giants and the Eagles, the Niners and the Jags, the Steelers and the Raiders. Where it lands, nobody knows. Nathan Reeder, let the computer rip. Woo! Unbelievable. The Eagles and the Giants. I feel like we've been fleeced. Oh, this is the worst. The Eagles are hosting the Giants. They're 3-4. They are 0-3 at home. They're coming off of a loss to the Cowboys, where the Cowboys annihilated them. The Giants are coming off of a win. They beat Minnesota. And this is a tough game, actually, because Michael Vick will be playing again, and the Eagles look, like I said, awful, but now Vick is back in, and will it make a difference with Vick in? Well, he certainly didn't light him up in the beginning of the season. If he's really healthy, it could make a difference. He was the starter earlier when Philly beat last place New York. He ran for 79 yards, but then he had that hamstring injury that sidelined him for the last couple of games. They, like I said, they looked terrible last week, but they had Nick Foles, who had a concussion, and then Matt Barkley, the rookie, who threw three interceptions, and the Eagles fans just booed mercilessly, easy for me to say, at the terrible football. So I'm going to say, I mean, boy, Vic has had trouble with the Giants, but I'm going to say the Eagles win this one. This is a tough pick, actually. And you heard their home record, but I'm going to say Philly wins it. And I say that they win it by a score of 24-21. 24-21. What do you say, America? You don't have to like football. It's like bingo. You are just picking a side. Philadelphia or New York, and a score. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. It's interesting, too, because Chip Kelly, who has been playing such, you know, this no-huddle offense sometimes and how fast they're going down the field, it's been wild to watch the transition of the Eagles versus what's happened with Andy Reid, who's gone to Kansas City, as you all know, many of you listening in the great state of Missouri. And if there's something to cheer about in Missouri, St. Louis, I think, can still battle it out and have a tough time with the Red Sox. But, boy, the Kansas City Chiefs, they look like a team on fire, like a team with a mission, no question about it. And he had spent 14 years with Philly, and then they decided to make a change. There was a pressure to make a change because the Eagles weren't going anywhere fast. And what a difference with the right kind of players it made, for sure, for Andy Reid. But he's not there now. It's about Chip Kelly. It's about the Giants and the Eagles, and whether or not the Giants' defense can do a good job stopping the run. They have done that. They did do that against Minnesota. They limited Adrian Peterson to less than 30 yards. So LeSean McCoy leads the NFL with over 97 yards a game on the ground. McCoy didn't do so good against Dallas. And New York really held him back earlier in the month. So that gives you a little idea of what Philly has done. But New York is just unpredictable. Brandon Jacobs went down with a hamstring injury. And they've already had a lot of problems in the backfield. David Wilson is out indefinitely. Andre Brown has been lost for the season. So this is a tough game, I think, to predict. Do the Giants feed off the momentum of finally a win, or do the Eagles feed off of Michael Vick coming back? You know, if I were a gambler, if I were just straight up a gambler and I were betting games, I'm in Vegas and I'm betting games, I wouldn't actually touch this game. I wouldn't, because I think it's too unpredictable. I don't have a good feel for it because both sides. We're gonna go there in a second, but it's a tough game. It's a very tough game to pick. Vic coming back, Manning, who knows? Manning getting his getting his sea legs back, not sure. And remember, you can also send us an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or call us 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Phil in Missouri. Phil, you get the first crack at this. I think this is a hard game. What do you think?
I'm guessing if Romo and the Plowboys can beat Philly, I say Eli gets better against Philly. I'm going New York 24-17.
24-17, New York. All right, so that would mean the Eagles would be 0-4 at home, Phil. Oof.
Exactly.
You don't like the Eagles, do you?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I like your logic about Eli, though, for sure, that Eli could after I said he could have found the sea legs, so maybe when he comes back, especially they lost the first one, and if you looked at the schedule, this would look like a split, I think, to anybody. So maybe Phil has a better track on this with me. I think the Eagles have so much pressure to win. And I think Vic, who didn't like stalking the sidelines and was concerned when Nick Foles, you know, sort of the conversation in Philly was, oh, Nick Foles, he looks so great, and then he just unraveled in the game against the boys. But before that, the last two games, their conversation was, wow, look at Nick Foles, and maybe he needs to be the quarterback, and Michael Vick needs to be gone. And he was skulking along the sidelines. So now he's back in, and he could, you know, it could be that he just opens up big time. I mean, can of whoop you know what, because of the pressure that the bench warmer was going to step in, and it was going to be, it's going to be one of those situations where all of a sudden he's not the starting quarterback, and lo and behold, Foles unravels, has a concussion, and then that just gives it right back into the lap of Michael Vick. I think the Eagles are in all kinds of trouble, even though I picked them, because I still think there's a reason why they could come up with this first win. Hey, I'm going to throw this in quickly. We're doing Nail the Score thing. We've talked about this on the show. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer said on Wednesday she never considered the term Redskins politically incorrect. There's a lot of controversy with the Washington Redskins to get rid of that name. So she was quoted in the paper of record in Arizona, the Arizona Daily Star. She said, I always thought it was somewhat of a tribute to the Native Americans to especially have a big, famous football team named the Redskins. I never looked at it as being politically incorrect. I would say the same thing. I mean, of course, never thought of that. An Associated Press poll from April showed that 79% of the people who responded didn't think the team should change its name, but they're getting a lot of pressure to do just that, to get rid of the name, to ditch the name, because it's just way too offensive. Even the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, said if one person's offended, we have to listen. And ultimately, it's Dan Snyder's decision, but it's something that I want all of us to go out and make sure we're listening to our fans. So in other words, he was just dancing around it and saying, well, yeah, it's up to Dan Snyder, and we want to listen to our fans. It's up to our fans. I don't know. Redskins offensive? You can throw in on that, too. So the game of the week, as chosen by our computer, Philadelphia hosting the New York Giants. Who wins this? AmericaTonight.net. Or 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $25. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Tonight, good time to remind you, Brandon Lang will join us on our next show. He gives us great, funny insights into the game, the games coming up in the week. He's a funny guy. I just rewatched that movie, Two for the Money. Brandon Lang, that's his story of Brandon Lang, and Matthew McConaughey plays him in the movie, and it's a good movie. If you've never seen it, rent it. It'll cost you like a buck, I think, but he comes on with us every week and tells us what he thinks, gives us his insights into the games for what it's worth. And I think he wouldn't like this game either, Giants and the Eagles. So either Manning has found a grip again, or maybe Vic comes back after being on a little shaky ground and initially people calling sports radio over all over Philly saying, Nick Foles is the guy, Nick Foles, Nick Foles, Nick Foles. So some of this has to happen on the ground. Whatever happens on the ground, I think whoever has the better ground game may end up winning this one. I picked Philly. Phil picked New York. We have a slew of emails to get to. You can send us an email, americatonight.net. And plus, we're going to let you hear what Andy Reid has to say about his Kansas City Chiefs, the former head coach of Philadelphia. I know you're awake out there, so don't be shy. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in a guess for Nail the Score this time around. Dale is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Dale.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm excellent. I'm going to let you hear what Andy Reid has to say, but I think the story is all about the Kansas City Chiefs. However, the Chiefs aren't the game of the week. It's the Eagles and New York. What do you think?
Well, first I wanted to say we got another great team in Missouri you missed out on.
St. Louis Cardinals?
No, the MU college football team.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
7-0.
Yes.
Number 5 in the nation.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's a great squad. Are you kidding? I've seen bits and pieces of the games. They're good.
Oh, yeah, we're pretty worked up down here about them.
Oh, yeah, you're making the highlight reels.
I picked the Giants 31-20.
31-20. All right, Dale, we got you locked and loaded. Maybe you will be the winner this time around. And go MU, man. He's right about that. Thanks, Dale. It's funny, you know, they've had some good teams over the years. I used to do a show where I covered college football. It was crazy. It was a six-hour show, and of all places, it really was out of Las Vegas. And a guy named Doug Peterson and I used to do it together, and we would come off that show, we'd be exhausted. I said, I can't talk to you, I can't talk to anyone after this. And he would say the same thing, but we really knew our football because we were just interviewing everybody. We're going from, you know, locker room to locker room. It was radio, but they would, you know, there was reporters all over the country, and it was the coolest thing. And, you know, they've had a good football team down there off and on for the years. I mean, you know, teams that people are talking about for a long time. And I mean, that's nothing new. But the fact that they are perfect is the thing that Dale says. The thing that they're perfect, that's why people are talking about them, because they have a shot at a big prize. And you think, what if this was... what if this was next year? Because next year they go to the playoff system. So this is the last year for the BCS and the whole poll of polls, how they pull all the numbers together, which I hate. But you can't rail on them anymore because now they finally have done something about it. But, yeah, without a doubt, an exciting team to watch. When I say they make the highlight reels, because I'll watch the college, the game day show, and they'll go through that. I watched the new one on Fox, because they have a new network now, Fox Sports, or the ESPN one. Of course, College Game Day is the best one to watch. Chris Fowler. We'll have to have Chris Fowler on the show sometime. He's an old buddy of mine. 855-266-5283. But we're talking pro football here now. 855-266-5283. And you can also shoot me an email, americatonight.net. This one from Thin Liz. I love that. Thin Liz. Thin Liz says, I don't know anything about either one of these teams. I'm going to take a wild stab at it. I say Philadelphia because you said Philadelphia. I'm going to go Philadelphia 27-21. Thanks, Kate. Yep. This one from Bart in Texas. Hey, Ms. Delaney, don't know if you remember me. I used to call your show on The Ticket in Dallas. It was cool to find you on the air, Nail the Score. I got to say, I think the Giants pulled this out, but I do believe it's close. I don't see a blowout on this one. I'm going to say the final score is 32-28. 32-28. Mathematically, I have to add all that up. You know, there are strange scores that happen each and every week. Some of these low-scoring games, some of these incredibly high-scoring games. Here's another one coming at us from Sam. Sam's guess is, here's my guess, and I'm sticking to it. Giants, 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 Giants win this 20-17. That would be edge of your seat. That'd be defense coming up. Anything lower, that means we're talking about the defenses, which are capable of it. really, really stepping up. All right, the game of the week, and you can still call in or send me an email, americatonight.net or 855-266-5283. So the team that a lot of people are watching with no surprise is Kansas City. Kansas City, like the Eagles, it's a 1 o'clock kick for them, and they're hosting Cleveland. And last week, a lot of people thought, well, maybe this is going to be the week that they lose. You know, they got to lose one, don't they? So the Chiefs are 4-0 at home, and, of course, a perfect 7-0. And I think they beat Cleveland. I think they beat them. Here's what Andy Reid had to say about watching the scoreboard.
Thing that you take care of is you make sure that you study or you respect your opponent, you study your opponent, and then you get yourself right. Make sure you know the game plan, and that's what you can control.
All right, he's right. That's what you can control. The Chiefs are fifth in yards given up and third against the pass. They have, and this has been key for them, they've got the league best sack total, 35. And if they keep up that pace, and I didn't realize that they were close, could be close to a record, but the 84 Jets, remember the Super Bowl Jets, the 84 Bears, remember the Super Bowl shuffle? They had 72 sacks. That's the record. So could they break that sack? They certainly could, and they might. Kansas City is definitely an exciting team to watch. It's funny because all these people that wanted Andy Reid gone from Philadelphia are now saying, look what he does with a team. Look what he does when he's got a good team around him. Imagine if he had had that in Philly. So it just kind of cracks me up because I can't tell you how many times I heard people talk about Andy Reid and how he needed to go. But he's definitely doing a great job with the Chiefs, and they're embracing what he's telling them. They're doing the one game at a time thing, and they're going to be, I think they're going to be tough all the way through. And the Chiefs have really, really forced these quarterbacks into looking for cover, in other words, because they're getting a jump on them, and that sack total may increase a little bit more. I wouldn't be shocked by that. All right, if you have sent me a guess, because I know I have at least a couple more in the mailbag, before we hit the top of the hour, don't worry, I will put it in the books. You'll be locked and loaded. Spread the word about Nail the Score. Thanks for calling. Thanks for shooting us the emails. And good luck. We'll see if we have a winner this time around.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com.